This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Consistency is my superpower. I played college football not because I'm talented. I played college football because I was the most consistent person with my effort. I understand and have done research on how important consistency is. It's actually how the conscious continuum works. If you're not consistent, the proper data, the positive data, the productive data cannot get into your subconscious or even your quantum being, your unconscious. Some people say it takes 21 days to create a habit. No, it takes 21 days to start formulating a neural pathway in your subconscious. Why is it so important? Because 80% of your subconscious is working against you every day. And when things go bad, when interest rates rise and they lay off people and the competition's trying to attack you because you're someone they're afraid of, not because they're not afraid of you, they're afraid of you because how much value you're providing. When all of that happens, you know what your subconscious does? It starts honing in to those 80,000 negative thoughts that you've inherited genetically, energetically, and experientially. And if you want to change those 80% of your subconscious thoughts that are negative, that are working against you, telling you, no, you can't do it. That number's too high. We're not going to hit this. We're going to end up, no. It's repetitive. 90% of all subconscious thoughts repeat themselves every day. In between 40 and 60,000 of those thoughts every day working against us. And so consistency is the formula that says, I have a memory, a conscious memory, and I work with a lot of athletes, obviously, and they practice a lot, and they're some of the most consistent people in the world. Consistent every day, persistent without quit, in the pursuit of their potential. They don't give a crap about what anyone else is doing. They're in the pursuit of their own personal and professional potential. And if you can enjoy the consistent every day, persistent without quit pursuit of your potential, I'll tell you one thing. Through consistency, you learn to love what you do. I was sitting with Bob Parsons at GoDaddy, and Bob, I was interviewing him, and he is in his 70s and really nice guy, but typical 70-year-old. And as I say that, I think, God, I'm getting close to 70, so I got to be careful. But he said, you know, Dave, if you love what you do, and I rolled my eyes on camera, which is not a good thing when you're interviewing someone. Don't yawn and don't roll your eyes. You forget the camera's on. Those are two bad things that could be really disrespectful to someone like Bob Parsons. But I rolled my eyes because I was ready for him to say what? If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Bullshit. I love what I do, but they call it work for a reason. I had to change the name from work to activity I get paid for because that's what excites me so I can enjoy and learn to love what I do. And if you can learn to love what you do, which is what I'm trying to teach you here today, not only learn to love what you do, but learn to love the stuff you don't love. Learn to love the stuff you don't like. Learn to love the stuff that other people don't love, and learn to love the stuff that other people don't like. And I'll tell you what Bob Parsons taught me that day. If you do that and enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential, it'll tell you all its secrets. If you learn to love what you do, it'll tell you all its secrets. You get the cheat codes in life. You get the cheat codes on how to make more money, help more people, and have more fun. It doesn't matter what's going on outside of you, what other people think. Your number is irrelevant. There's more than enough of everything for everyone. There's 7.6 billion people now in your total addressable community. And we will get to that part because that's how we're going to amplify what we do, which is the third thing. So I'm going to show you how to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential to give you the cheat codes to level up in everything that you do, not just here at Dropbox, but your personal relationships, your personal finances, all the fun that you can have in life. You're going to live in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. Not the world I was born in, single mom, six kids. You saw the fancy clothes she gave me. I had Six kids, a single mom. She worked every day, second grade teacher, packed my dinner in a paper bag, and then took us to convenience stores so she could fill up turnstiles with greeting cards just so we could eat. That's a world that most people live in, the world of nothingness. They live like tubes, excuse the graphics, but food in, food out. Are you going through the motions, or are you enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential? And in order to do so, the second thing is the focus. Now, most people don't understand that focus combined with the consistent behavior is the recipe or the mathematical equation to luck. There's a mathematical equation to karma, to consequence, to coincidence. There's a mathematical equation, and it says, what I focus in on, what I pay attention to, and people all around the world have their vision boards and their apps and Headspace and all these great tools that allow us to pay attention to what we want. You talked about Babe Ruth. What did he do? He pointed to what he wanted. He said, this is what's going to happen. Now, it happened after he failed and failed and failed. You know that Babe Ruth was the home run leader of his time. He broke every record, but there's one record that he also broke. Most strikeouts, most failures. He was the biggest failure. Michael Jordan, may have heard of him. Biggest failure in basketball, most missed shots. But they all pay attention to, and they gave intention to, what they wanted or better. What is intention? What we do, what we say. And I'm going to repeat what we say. You know, when you leave here, try this to see how powerful your words are, not just the subconscious words, but how powerful your words are to other people. Go ahead and count down with your eyes closed, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and then say, I am happy. I am healthy. Whatever it is that you want in the future or better, it'll cancel out all the subconscious thoughts. It will override your subconscious by saying something out loud. I teach my kids, when they think of something negative or someone says and attacks them or says something negative, I tell them, say cancel. Don't let that into your system. Don't let it practice consistency in you. Just cancel it. Cancel it and move towards what you want or better. Because if you do say, think, believe, and feel in the trajectory, I call it divine direction, utilizing wisdom and faith towards what you want or better, not limiting ourselves, it will equal the coincidences, it will equal the results or better in your life. It will equal the coinciding of the universe. That's how it works. Attention plus intention equals coincidence, the coinciding of the universe that's protecting and promoting you to get you to somewhere better, a better situation, a better position in your life. And it's all right here, because there's only two things that are going to limit you this year in 2024 from calling your shot. There's only two things that are going to limit you. One, the meaning you give the past, because if Babe Ruth would have given meaning to the strikeouts, he would have continued to strike out. You have the power. You give meaning to everything that you see. And you will only limit your future by the meaning that you give the failures, setbacks, mistakes, successes, defining moments, and historical relevances in your life. It's the meaning you give it. I spoke at the World Sports Summit in France. And it was the best and most classic example of a woman who is so far in her way. After I gave a speech similar to this to try to understand wisdom and faith and the practicality of what we're going to do, because I'm going to teach you how this is applicable in sales and daily practices, she came up to me and said, excuse my accent, because this is an international crowd. This is why I'm not a comedian, because I can't do accents and I can't sing. Two really powerful things to do. But she said, Dave, but what about the French-American War? I'm like, what about the French-American War? Has to do with, but that was the meaning that she was giving the wisdom and faith that I think you need to reach your potential or better. And so you are limited by the meaning of your past and what else? And this is really important today. Your self-image. I will tell you one thing that I know and have learned. You will never overachieve your own self-image. So if you tell me you can't hit the number, congratulations. You tell me you're gonna blow out your number, you're gonna tell me that you're gonna make more money than you ever have, help more people, and have more fun, That's a great self-image to have. You are only limited by the meaning of the past and your self-image in the future. That's how we live in an infinite, abundant, more than enough, unified system. An infinite, abundant, unified system. So we're going to be consistent with daily practices. We are going to focus in on what we want or better, utilizing the meaning of the past, learning the lessons, finding the light, the love, and lessons through gratitude and forgiveness to get to where we want to be or better. And we are then going to amplify it by putting faith into the unified, abundant, infinite system that we all belong to.